The city of Johannesburg has received a more favorable ratings outlook from Global Credit Ratings today, which stands in stark contrast with the recent downgrade it received from Moody's last month. But here to discuss the city's financial health, I'm joined by Ntatisi Muringwane. Ntatisi, thanks so much for your time. He is the spokesperson of the city of Joburg. Can you explain this latest rating and how it differs from that of Moody's downgrade?
Thank you very much, Fifi, and thank you, and good evening to the listeners. The interview that we had last time, I explained that the way it happened with the Moody's is unprecedented. It never happened that way before. And what happened with GPR, they came through, we had a session with them, and they had specific issues that they wanted to look into, and that information was provided in full to them. And we're thinking that had Moody's done the same, maybe it would have been different.
What issues did they have issue with and want a little bit more clarity on?
You know, credit ratings, they ask different questions depending on which company you're dealing with. At times, they would look at issues of the cash balances. At times, they would look at issues of collection rates and other issues that would interest them to be able to make a determination. But what happened with Moody's is that because it was a collective rating, there were no specific questions asked to the city. Hence, we wrote a letter to Moody's to say, no, maybe we need to have a session, of which we're still waiting for them to give us a date so that they can come through and then we can deliberate on issues that they have concerns with.
And then what information did you give to GCR about the collection rates and the cash balances? Where do they currently stand?
As I indicated last in our last interview, we are above 90%, which is in terms of what we've estimated and what we've put through as our target. It's what we are collecting at the moment. We had a situation when it was a hard lockdown where we were down by 4%, and that has increased incredibly.
By the hard
lockdown regulations, where credit control can happen, and people were starting to like make up for the payments that were not being made. I think that on its own might have influenced the change of mind, especially if it's another rating agency instead of Moody's. But we still are pursuing a session with Moody's so that we give them all the numbers, all the figures, so that they can give us a rating that maybe, and we're not trying to influence what the rating agencies do because they are independent. But it's important to us because investors, in their nature, they would trust another rating agency over the other, so that we are able to assure our investors that we are running a machine that is able to bring them return.
And since we last spoke, has Moody's responded to your email or your concerns? Have they said when this meeting of a possible relook at your financial balances will be?
No, what has happened is that when we communicated with them, they acknowledged receipts. And what will happen is that they will look at their availability and their time. And given also the state of what is happening now with COVID-19, look at suitable possible time so that we can engage. Because some of these sessions, you would need a day to be able to go through every document, every evidence, every proof of financial stability of an institution. So I think we are just as patient to try and give them enough time to be able to give us a suitable time for them to be able to send people through that can interrogate. Because it doesn't help. Sometimes with this COVID-19, sometimes you rely on Zoom, and you might find that Zoom might not be suitable for a particular agency because they want to physically do certain assessments. And for us, it's very important that whenever it's suitable for them and they are able to engage fully with us, because some of these engagements, what needs to happen, we need to also have an accounting officer there, the city manager sitting there, and sharing this information so that when they have questions, that he's able to respond to those questions. That the chief financial officer as well has to be there. So it's a collective management team that sits there and answer specific financial questions that are at times technical.
All right. No, I hear you. I think you make the point that it's not everything that can be done online. Sometimes a physical due diligence needs to be conducted. But this AA minus rating by GCR, does that mean that the city of Joburg is investment grade? Is that the meaning?
For us, it's a rating that is more favorable, which is for us a near true reflection of the financial positions of the city. Because in our mind and in our assessment and when we look at our books, we have enough cash reserve to be able to honor all our obligations in terms of the borrowings that we do. And also being able to also provide services to the residents of Johannesburg.
Because I asked, and I was looking at the definition for their different ratings and what it meant, and it said that their AA minus means that it's investment grade, which would mean that the city is investment grade, which would mean you have a higher rating than the sovereign, which doesn't make sense.
Which doesn't make sense, yes. I understand that thinking, but what happens is that because the city is not allowed in terms of the municipal management, municipal finance management act, to rate globally in terms of borrowing externally. And in dollar or euro market, the city borrows locally, which is what was confusing us with Moody's rating, because they graded us both globally and locally.
When did your relationship with GCR begin?
No, it's an ongoing process. We have about three major rating agencies that are rating the city and maybe the country. Possibly, I'm not sure of that, but
specifically GCR, because when Moody's did that downgrade, it was around five other municipalities as well as a state entity that issued statements. And I just want to know specifically the city of Joburg's relationship with GCR, Global Credit Ratings, when did that begin?
No, we've been being rated by GCR for a number of years now.
Okay.
I still have to confirm when exactly. the first rating happened from DCR, but it's been a very long relationship that has happened.
Okay. Okay. Your point is noted. Just on one last question on revenue collection or just revenue in general and how it has been impacted by the recent riots. We saw a price tag to the potential damage being placed as around 50 billion rand or so. It could be more, it could be less. But what impact have the recent riots that we did witness in Gauteng, in the city, as well as in KwaZulu-Natal, have on your revenues?
Now, in the case of Johannesburg, it will be very difficult now to put a figure currently, because one of the programs that we rolled out is just to try and help people that have invested property in the city. That's part of the Valuation Act.
Yeah, let's leave it there for now. We will catch up with you another time. Thank you for always giving us your time. Ntati C. Muringwane, who is the spokesperson for the city of Johannesburg.